I think this is only the second time since I became the Archbishop that I've used this pulpit for preaching. You see how dependent I've become on microphones. I don't know that I can make myself heard without one. The reason I don't like to use this pulpit is I feel like I'm looking down on you, which I literally am from way up here. And there's a distance between you and myself when I preach from the pulpit. So I think it's better to preach closer to the people so I can see your reaction to what I'm saying, actually. But here I am, because our microphone system's not working, and I'd like to begin my reflections by once again greeting you with the Easter greeting, "The Lord is risen. The Lord is truly risen. Let us rejoice and be glad. Alleluia." Easter is a time of rejoicing. Well, one of the themes of Easter is contained in the opening prayer of this evening's liturgy. These are the words with which I opened our prayer tonight. I said, "May your people exult forever, O God, in renewed youthfulness of spirit." There's something about Easter that has to do with youthfulness. And we generally identify young people with enthusiasm and a sense of awe, experiencing things for the first time, which leads them to astonishment and joy. It's very important for us, if we're going to have vivid spiritual lives, to still be capable of being astonished and deeply moved by the joy of Easter. So we ask God to truly give us, no matter how old we are, a renewed youthfulness in our faith. And we ask the Lord to give our church a youthful cast, you know, that the church might in the world be a sign of the energy and presence of Jesus who has risen from the dead. I'd like to reflect this evening on the resurrection appearances of Jesus in the four Gospels, rather than to focus specifically on today's scripture readings. It seems that when Jesus appears to his apostles after his resurrection, that he's trying to demonstrate two things. First of all, he demonstrates that he is risen from the dead. But the second thing that he seems to be demonstrating time and time again in the Gospels is that not only is he risen from the dead, but he is present to us. That he not only came back from the dead, but came back to us. Not only his resurrection, but his presence in the church. Now, this is very, very important because almost all of our Catholic life flows out of a deep conviction on the part of the church that Jesus is truly present among us. And not in some vague spiritual way, but in a bodily sense. In today's gospel, we hear Jesus insisting on that. You know, the apostles are once again in the upper room. This is St. Luke's version of what we read earlier about the Emmaus account in St. John's Gospel. But Jesus is the apostles are in the upper room. They're afraid. And Jesus comes back to them, and he says, "Peace be with them." But in the face of their being frightened, he says to them, "I'm not a ghost. Touch me and see." And then that wasn't even enough. He asked them for a piece of fish to demonstrate that this truly is his presence in a bodily sense. Which brings us to an awareness of what the church believes about Jesus' resurrection from the dead. It's not some kind of vague spiritual notion, you know, that it has no real historical meaning, but it has a spiritual meaning. You know, some people believe that. They don't believe Jesus actually rose from the dead. They say his resurrection, the church's belief in the resurrection, is simply a belief that good overcomes evil, that the darkness is overcome by light, that there's always hope in the face of disappointment. And we believe all those things are true, but we also believe that Jesus rose from the dead in a bodily way. Now, we also know that his body wasn't the same as it was before his death on the cross. Now, Jesus walks through doors. You know, the doors were locked, and yet he was present among them. It seems that after the resurrection, that Jesus is no longer bound by the principles of time and space that accompany our lives in this world. But he truly is bodily present. And St. Paul, when he writes about that in his letters, talks about after the resurrection from the dead, you and I will also have what he refers to as spiritual bodies. Not the same thing as the bodies that we experience now, but nonetheless bodies, a relationship with matter, just as Jesus was able to show the apostles the wounds in his hands and his feet, we too, when we rise from the dead, will have, in some sense, hands and feet. We will have spiritual bodies. So this is part of our resurrection faith. It's not only about Jesus, but it's also about us and what we believe will happen. We believe, according to the Creed, that we will rise also from the dead, and that our bodies have immense value because they're part of what it means to be a human being. We're not just souls, we're also bodies. And our bodies are very, very important. They're sacred. That's why the church has always paid a lot of attention to burying the dead and to reverencing human bodies. That's why we think violence is bad, because our bodies have dignity. That's why we believe that we have a responsibility to care for the bodies of our brothers and sisters and not just their spirits. You know, we have a duty to care for the hungry and the poor and the homeless and those who don't have clothing, because our human bodies are very, very important to God. That God in Jesus Christ has claimed the human body that he received from Mary, his mother, as something precious for Jesus to carry into eternity. Before the throne of God, we believe that the risen Lord continues to have the wounds in his hands and his feet, symbols of his love and commitment to us. And so we have to ask ourselves, do we respect our human bodies? Do we respect our own bodies and the bodies of other people? Do we take care of ourselves? You know, do we reverence the bodies of other people? You know, the church's teaching about human sexuality is really a teaching about the sacredness of other people's bodies. We don't use them for our own gratification. You know, that they are sacred because we are sacred, and we are not separate from our bodies. We're not machines, or souls rather, in the machine of a body. The bodies are part of who we are as human beings. Today's gospel reading also tells us the importance of Scripture in the life of the church. You know, it says here that Jesus, when he was explaining to the apostles what had happened to him, went through the Scriptures pointing out that all of this in the Old Testament was about him. And this reminds us that the Scriptures of the church, both the Old Testament and New Testament, are only seen in a proper way if they're seen through the eyes of Jesus risen from the dead. You know, that he is the fulfillment of the Scriptures. And we come to church like we do this evening to learn and to have our minds opened as Jesus opened the minds of his apostles in today's gospel. But we also learned that that wasn't enough just to hear the Word of God. I shouldn't say just to hear the Word of God, because to hear the Word of God is very important. But it's not enough for us as Christians to only hear the Word of God in the church. You know, it wasn't enough to convince the apostles that it was true. What they required was Jesus standing in their midst. He came and he stood among them, and it's when he stood among them that they came to believe. And this brings us face to face with one of the basic Catholic understandings of Jesus' presence in the church. Because we believe that Jesus is still present in the church in a bodily way, that he comes to us through things we can touch and see, which we call the sacraments. You know, we believe that in the sacrament of baptism, for example, Jesus comes to us in water, and through that water, he washes away our sins and gives us new life. We believe that in the Eucharist, which we will celebrate tonight, that Jesus comes among us bodily again, transforming the bread into his body and the wine into his blood, present to us not just spiritually, but also in a bodily sense, something that we can see and touch. We believe that in the sacrament of the anointing of the sick and in the sacrament of confirmation, Jesus comes to the church in the bodily sign of the sacred oil, which heals us and marks us as daughters and sons of God. And we believe, and maybe this seems very difficult to believe in some sense for those of you who have to listen to us who are deacons and priests and bishops, that through the sacrament of holy orders, Jesus takes the humanity of some of us in the community and claims that he borrows that humanity and uses the hands of a priest to be his hands, granting us absolution and forgiveness of our sins. Using the voice of the priest, the mouth of the priest, to preach his word to us. You know, when the priest says, "This is my body, this is my blood," at Mass, we believe that Jesus uses the body of the priest to make himself bodily present among us. And that's why we show reverence and respect to priests, not because they're talented or because they're clever or eloquent, but because we believe that through the sacrament of holy orders, Jesus makes his presence known to us through the body of a priest. And then, for those of you who are married, how does Jesus make himself bodily present to you in the sacrament of matrimony? Through the body of your spouse. In your spouse's love for you and your love for your spouse, Jesus makes himself present in your marriage. And we don't believe this is all theory. We believe it's real because Jesus always comes and stands among us. He's present through his word, but he's also present through the sacraments of the church. And all of this flows from our belief in the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. You know, Jesus came back bodily, but different. He's present everywhere. He's present in this church in the celebration of the Eucharist, but also the one down the street, and the one in France, and the one in China, and the one in Vietnam, and the one in Russia that was celebrated today, that he's truly bodily present through his resurrected body. It's a basic principle of sacramental theology in the life of the church. And we also believe that Jesus wants to use your body to make himself present in the lives of other people. You know, we're not all sacraments, but we're all the presence of Jesus. We are the body of Christ. He's the head, and we are the members of his body. And it's through that bodily presence that Jesus is present in our world in the 21st century today. So this is our Easter faith. This is what makes the church young and new and fresh. The Lord not only came back from the dead, he came back for us despite our sins. And this gives us reason to say, "Alleluia, the Lord is truly risen. Let us rejoice and be glad. Alleluia."